Hello, this is Tom Williams, and you are listening to Talk Theater in Chicago's Review Podcast. Here is my review of Lend Me a Tenor. Lend Me a Tenor, a tour de farce by Ken Ludwig, directed by Justin Emilio, produced by One Theater Company at Athenaeum Theater. One Theater Company delivers a zany farce. One Theater Company's ambitions are boundless, and their latest equity production of Lend Me a Tenor is another indicator of their dedication to their craft. This show works and delivers an enjoyable evening of theater. This rib-tickling comedy by Ken Ludwig, who wrote Crazy for You and Moon Over Buffalo, among others, was a sensation on Broadway in 1989, garnering 2 Tony Awards, and is guaranteed to have audiences teary-eyed from laughing. The world-famous tenor Tito Morelli arrives too late to rehearse for his role as Othello at the Cleveland Grand Opera, the centerpiece of the most important fundraiser in its 1934 season. Through a hilarious series of mishaps, Tito is given a double dose of tranquilizers, which, mixed with booze that he has consumed, and of course he passes out. His pulse is so low that Sanders, played by Skip Lundy, and his assistant Max, played by Matt Dyson, believe he is dead. What to do? Max is an inspiring singer, and Sanders persuades him to go on in Morelli's Othello costume complete with blackface and try to fool the audience into thinking he's Tito. Max succeeds admirably, but Morelli comes too and gets into his costume. Now two Othellos are running around in costume at the hotel, and two women are running around in lingerie, each thinking Tito is wooing them into bed. I was exhausted from laughing so much from this show. Ludwig is a master of farce, with a broad, over-the-top comedy with lots of slapstick door-slamming, understated misunderstandings, double meanings, and mistaken identities. Director Justin Emilio has the cast moving at high speeds with precise timing and energy. This is a fun show that quickly engages us and takes us on a hilarious ride through old-time comedy. The show reminded me of a Marx Brothers film. Skip Lundy as Sanders, the neurotic opera company manager, demonstrates why he is a comic talent of the first order, and his unique blend of manic behavior and mischievousness is charming. Andrea Wilgus as Maggie radiated innocence and beauty. This fine ensemble works smoothly. Amy Dolan's Julia, Jake Salas, Bellhop, and Aaron Hunt's Tito land their comedy deftly. I was impressed with the performance of young Matt Dyson as the bumbling Max, who goes from wannabe opera singer to the star tenor of the opera. Dyson has the innate likability, native charm, and expressive body language that talented actors instinctively possess. Matt Dyson is a welcome new comic talent here in Chicago. Lend Me a Tenor has nonstop laughs, produced by clever plotting, excellent characterizations performed efficiently in the small, intimate space at the Athenaeum Theater. The result is a hoot. This show is a fine date show and a perfect light comedy that will let you escape from the madcap world of farce. I like the flashback, the rewind effect at the end, the reenactments of the scenes that show hints of a video rewind. A marvelous gesture that garners more laughs. Lend Me a Tenor is vintage farce that never grows old, only better with age. One Theater Company is growing into a worthy young troupe. My rating on this show is recommended. It is at the Athenaeum Theater, 2936 North Southport Avenue in Chicago. The running time is 2 hours with intermission. It runs through October 8th. For more information, call 773-622-0585. That's 733-622-0585. Thank you for listening, and go see a play this week.